Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, and looking at verse number 8, where the Bible declares, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and into the othermost part of the earth." This is known as the Great Commission, and of course is found in each of the Gospels and here in the book of Acts. And we started yesterday talking about this thing of being a witness and being a public witness of the gospel. A witness is someone who says, "I know that this is true." A witness is someone who is a witness not of just words, but of also of deeds. A witness is also someone who is faithful. Someone who is faithful to the word and faithful unto the one that sent them. The scripture says, "You shall be witnesses unto me." And so we are public witnesses of the gospel. And then today, I want to move ahead with this. You know, we're to be public witnesses of the gospel. We're not to go and convert people to be Americans or go and to convert people to some ideology or some theological position, but rather we're to introduce people to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be witnesses unto him. The Holy Spirit does the rest. And so we are to be that witness. We are to go and to be a public witness. But then the Bible lays out the order in which we're to be that witness, or the path in which we're to be that witness. The Bible says that ye shall be witnesses unto me, both, look at the word both, in Jerusalem. Now, if the Bible had just given us a list without using the word both, the way that the list is laid out, each time a conjunctive word is used, the word and so each, if you were to your children were to write a essay in school and they were to use and then comma, and then comma, and again, they would have points taken off because you're supposed to only use and at the end, the last one in a list of things. But there is a tense of English that when you use the word and for each of the subjects of a list of things, it ties it back to the action at the beginning. You shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem. You shall be witnesses both in Judea. Ye shall be witnesses both in Samaria. Ye shall be witnesses both in the uttermost part of the earth. And you do the scripture no harm. Matter of fact, that is exactly what the scripture means when it uses the term both and it uses and with each of the items in the list. And so let's look at this first one. We're to be witnesses where? Well, first of all, to our home, to our community. The Bible says Jerusalem. That's where the early church was founded. As a matter of fact, when the Gadarenian demoniac got saved, he wanted to be an itinerant evangelist to go on the road with the Lord Jesus. But in Mark 5, the Lord Jesus said, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." And so we have a calling to our neighbors and our families and our friends. And we have a message that only we can tell, and we have people that only we can reach, our Jerusalem, wherever that might be. And the people that we typically are going to deal with in our home, you know, in our home place, our home people, our community, typically they are common people. The Bible says in Mark 6:4, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, but in his own, not without honor, but his own country and among his own kin, and in his own house. Some of the hardest people you'll ever witness to are people that you commonly know and that know you. And some of the hardest things to do is to stand up and say, "I've been changed by the grace of God, and I want to be a witness for what the Lord did on my behalf." Are we being witnesses today unto the Lord Jesus? Father, we pray you'd help us to be witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.